Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, on behalf of the Enterprise Podcast Network, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel, for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today we are speaking with Mr. Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Vodka Club, a luxury American spirits company reimagining a genuine lifestyle spirit should offer. Mr. Green, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Hi, good to be here.
And really appreciate your time. Looking forward to hearing some of the details here on One Rock. So for the benefit of our listeners, Garrett, please give us an overview about One Rock Vodka Club.
Okay. One Rock Vodka Club happens to be the lifestyle platform, a recent innovation of the company. One Rock Vodka is our internationally award-winning spirits brand. And both are owned by One Rock Spirits, which is our company we formed back in 2012 to take on the opportunity to build the world's first super premium American luxury vodka brand. We began this journey in 2012, sort of in the beginning of the era of Tito's vodka. For a long, long time, 10 years ago, or so, the vodka category has been ceded to largely foreign and Eastern European brands such as Smirnoff or Grey Goose, Svedka, Absolut, brands like those. And just in the last 10 years or so, we've had a really significant cultural shift in consumer behavior, where consumers are now going embracing the local, transparent culture of consumerism, simply because they want to, A, know what they're drinking, know what they're consuming, know who owns the company and who's benefiting from it. And of course, more broadly, we also have had an increase in national awareness as Americans in the last decade and a half, preceding the war that's still fresh in our mind back in after 9/11 and whatnot. So that too plays a factor in the current state of the landscape within the consumer industry as a whole.
Always interesting to hear the backstory and how things come about. Good stuff there. Tell us, if you would, Garrett, what is the purpose or principal advantage of One Rock Vodka Club?
Principal advantage. Let me just say that my background and our company's background is over 15 years in the consumer venture space. And part of our primary activity is analyzing the pertinent trends in the market, identifying opportunities to develop new products within, and then responding through speed with precise product development and trend analysis. And, the beverage alcohol industry is probably one of the most formidable consumer goods verticals in the world. At the same time, one of the most opportunistic, and for good reason. One of the most heavily consolidated and controlled industries in the world because it is one of the oldest. And the tools and strategies that so many brands attempt to deploy to achieve success, to try and achieve success, are just old and obsolete and deceptively taught skills. Or strategies in the industry that 90%, maybe upwards of 95 or more of the time result in complete failure. Okay. And so One Rock, we're an internationally award-winning brand and a recipient of such within 120 days of our release into the marketplace. We have a first place goal at the SIP Awards. to the largest consumer judge tasting competition in the world. When we went to market initially, the challenge arose with the difficulty of working with the distributors, of which control the landscape so thoroughly, and who really have the interests of the largest suppliers in the world and in the industry, in mind, where new entrants like One Rock and more entrepreneurial spirits are only given approximately 3 to 4 months worth of focus or attention, upon launch, and then usually always invariably go to the wayside because their interests and obligations are towards the larger brands. And this is one of the primary challenges and difficulties in our space. And one of the reasons, the reasons we have developed One Rock Club is an attempt to solve or apply a remedy to the need to rely on these distributors to build our brands. So the club is a innovation within the lifestyle arena in distilled spirits. And lifestyle is an interesting word to the consumer, certainly, but also within the industry. And I want to delineate between the two. Lifestyle advertising is one of the most and the most primarily used strategy in the distilled spirits industry. And it's this method of placing a brand inside the image of an attractive lifestyle, okay, to send the message to the consumer in an attempt to send the message to the consumer. If you buy this brand, you too acquire this lifestyle or this success in your real life, right? But we know that this is a disingenuous process. This is a disingenuous form of advertising and, frankly, culturally misleading. And that's one of our big discoveries when we first went into this market. And to solve this, we said, no, the only way you achieve true success and you realize true luxury and true lifestyle is if you're an owner of a brand or an owner of the company that makes that brand. And so we applied that opportunity to the creation of a club that offers the consumer the novel and industry first experience of brand ownership. Ownership in what they drink and drinking and consuming, of course, what they own. And this is a very new, novel idea within the consumer market, both practically and culturally. So when you join One Rock, you receive equity, real equity or stock in our brand, and you have the choice to choose how much of that equity you have. This is not a co-op, for example, when you get one share, one vote, and the emphasis is just on, the participation. There's actually financial opportunity and experience involved in this club as well. In addition, we designed about 6 or 7 or so membership privileges that enhance that ownership experience with our company and our brand that we're totally excited about because it really goes to this next level of experiential marketing that nobody has been able to figure out in the last 10 years besides our company. And that makes us a very, very unique story to tell.
And I'd certainly say so. Also, what does it mean to be a member, if you will, of One Rock Vodka Club?
Well, it means that you're taking an equity interest in a brand. You're endorsing a brand, number one. But it also means you're taking a stand and entering into a new form of thinking, a new standard, a new consumer consciousness, a new belief system. And that belief system really centers on the idea that true luxury is the luxury of ownership. And anything less is simply not real or not as authentic. A belief system that the consumer really is all powerful. The consumer is the most important piece of the business or capitalism system. And that should not go overlooked. You believe that in authentic consumerism, the most authentic kind. You believe in transparency. You believe in escaping the everyday, the ordinary, and embracing your true self, embracing your spirit. The company's brand slogan or tagline is escape the ordinary and own your spirit.
And that is a great tagline right there. Today we are joined by Mr. Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Vodka Club, a luxury American spirits company, reimagining a genuine lifestyle spirit, should offer here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Do follow us on Twitter and Instagram at ePodcast Network and like us on Facebook as well. We invite you to drop us a line or let us know how we're doing on the Apple Podcast platform as well. Mr. Green, if membership has its privileges, so to speak, what are they? And in your own words, tell us about those privileges as well.
Sure. So when you join the club, the first piece is equity in the company. We have three membership classes based upon the amount of your investment. At the low end, $100, which is the minimum amount to join the club, places you in our silver class membership. I believe starting at an investment of $450 to up to $1,200 or $1,500 places you in our silver class membership. And excess of $1,500 places you in our black class membership. Those classes are designated based on your initial investment only. You're allowed to reinvest, upgrade your status whenever you choose. And then following the ownership piece, you have the right to an annual dividend when the company becomes profitable. Votes in company decision-making, such as new product offerings, packaging design, ad campaigns, or even the privileges of the club themselves. You have access to a 24/7 concierge or ordering and gifting system or gifting service where you can order product on through the club, have it home delivered to you, have it home delivered to a friend, a colleague, a family member for gifting. Inclusive in the membership is a lifetime discount on the purchase of merchandise. You also have an opportunity to attend VIP, our company-produced events, which we're planning on having all over the country as part of the company's plan. This includes both company-produced and also company-sponsored events, anything from sports venues to festival celebrations to we're even looking at launching our own social dating platform for like-minded members, that exist in the same geographic area. Lots of creative things on our event platform. Inclusive is an original. You also receive original content or personalized content on a monthly basis, covering topics such as lifestyle, fashion, travel, dating and relationships, career advice, the whole gamut. All personalized and crafted to your interests, and also we have the app tool that you download upon membership that gives you a series of tools that you use to maximize your experience as a member. One of those we're particularly excited about is what's called the carry request, which is something that's featured in our promotional video on our website. This is the instance where you become a member, you want to enjoy, obviously, your own vodka at this point. You ask for it at your favorite local hangout or restaurant, and what do you hear in response? We're sorry, we don't carry One Rock yet. That's okay, no problem. I'm just going to take out my phone, open up my One Rock or ORVC app, select carry request. This automatically recognizes the account which we're in. You simply submit that. That comes to us as the company. We route that back into our representative or our salespeople on the ground. They go out the following week and ensure that that product is brought into the account of your choice. Okay, that's a very unique experience and privilege that no one else has in the industry that we're very excited about launching. And just to clarify, all these member, all these privileges are active in different stages, half of which are active today as we speak, half of which we are in development stages on. One of the interesting things about this club is that it doubles as a continuous offering to the public. One of the ways we're able to do this is we take advantage of new laws, new securities laws that allow us to issue stock to the public directly. And the use of those proceeds in our current round are going towards the completion of this very exciting experiential lifestyle platform that is poised to position and launch One Rock as a major differentiator in the category that we're truly, truly excited about.
Garrett, really great to have had you with us today to introduce One Rock Vodka Club to the audience. Lastly, and in conclusion, what are your long-term plans for One Rock Vodka Club? Love to hear some of those details.
We've got a 3.5 to 5 year plan to enter key U.S. markets, grow our market share in those markets, and then position the company for either an IPO or a company sale. There is a lot to be done with what we have going on. We are, in essence, at the ground floor of a relaunch being led by this new opportunistic platform that we have conceived. But I will tell you, there are things that we aren't sharing today that are just truly, truly next level. Again, we can't wait to get to the next phase of our success with our funding campaign and start opening up these accounts and showing our members what this is all about.
Again, Mr. Green, we certainly appreciate your time and joining us here today. If listeners wanted to be a member of the One Rock Vodka Club, where's the best place to get the details online and get connected?
Listeners can go to onerockclub.com to learn more about the club and join us at their leisure. They can follow our weekly updates. We're posting both through our newsletter, which they can also join, and also through our funding partner, startengine.com as well. But go to the club, onerockclub.com, and own your spirit.
Again, Mr. Green, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Garrett Green, the founder of One Rock Vodka Club, a luxury American spirits company. And for further details, visit onerockclub.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.